7.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profiles. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. We've got an interesting show today. Before we begin, I want to mention one thing, though, and that is, you know, we have a very, very active forum on our website where listeners provide us with input. We provide response to virtually all of the listeners. And, you know, the nice thing about our audience is you guys and gals are very, very bright people. We are definitely learning from each other. We have hundreds of comments a day. It's almost like being in a classroom dealing with the comments, both for myself and for our listeners, because you folks are so astute, you're so bright, you're so passionate about the subjects that we deal with on the show that I got to tell you, at least for Big Al, my education is increasing dramatically by being involved with this. So I want to suggest for our new listeners, check out our blog. Become active on our blog. It's really, really fun. Just go to our website, www.kereport.com. Okay, starting out the show today from a very, very practical subject, and that is how to deal with your financial issues. I have Pete Grandich on the line with me. Pete is the purveyor, I guess for lack of better terms, of Trinity Financial. Trinity Financial provides financial services to professional athletes, most notably members of the New York Giants football team, also National Hockey League players, other teams. Very, very interesting business that Pete is in addition to his publishing business. Pete, what do you tell these folks that they need to do on a daily basis so that they don't lose whatever they have financially?
Well, thank you, Al, for having me on again. Yes, Trinity Financial Sports and Entertainment was actually co-founded. I founded it with a former member of the first two New York Giants football team. It was originally formed just to help professional athletes, but now has expanded into the general public as well. And my end mostly is the insurance and estate planning end of it. Athletes or people of well means, especially the young athletes who for many times are the first ones in their family that's ever earned a fairly large sum of money, is to get them to understand exactly how blessed they've been and that their level of finances puts them clearly in the so-called 1% or so in the entire world. And so we try to focus on making them realize it's not so much about making more and more, but being efficient and effective with what they already have. The other thing that we stress to all people, whether they're athletes or the general public, and that is there's two things we can count on. One, that taxes will continue to go up and death will finally come to us. And believe it or not, even at this age of really a lot better information services available to the public than there was 20 or 30 years ago, we still find far too many people without wills, or if they've had a will, it's been a long time since they've drawn it up and they haven't recognized that a lot of laws and things have changed and their wills are really ineffective now for what they had hoped they would serve. So one of the first things we suggest to everybody, although the younger they are, the less interested in doing it, because at that point, you remember when we thought we could live forever, the bottom line is that just about anybody with really any assets needs to have a will.
It's amazing to me how many people don't realize that, Pete. It is just absolutely amazing. You know, maybe they don't want to confront the inevitable event, for lack of better terms, but people who have any type of financial assets who don't have wills to specify, you know, what's going to happen to those assets, I think is really, really missing the boat. And it can cause an awful lot of heartaches in terms of, you know, the aftermath, for lack of better terms.
And also one point I may make, and that is, there are different types of wills. We're not only talking now about wills that relate to finance, but something what is commonly known as living wills, dealing with a 91-year-old mom, dealing with a mother that's in assisted living and meeting the other people. Because of the way laws are structured and ways people, A, taking care of themselves, whether it's Medicare, Medicaid, or private programs, it's very, very important to have wills that not only say what to do after you die, but what you do if you no longer control your own assets or do your own thinking. And you cannot believe how families are ripped apart when that hasn't been properly explained or diagnosed, especially families that are left guessing for what they wanted a parent or grandparent to do for them. It's a hard thing to talk about, but very critical to have in place, because obviously it's too late once something happens.
Boy, is it ever too late when something happens. Pete, you know, you mentioned the magic two words, estate planning, okay? For lack of better terms, is the all-encompassing term dealing with how people should handle their financial situation. What do you basically, as an overall statement, what do you suggest that these folks do?
Well, the first thing we do, and it's interesting that professional athletes are able to grasp this much better than any other profession, and that is a team concept. What you find, or what I found over the years, is you will meet people of means, and they have various different people working for them. They have financial advisors, they have insurance agents, they have real estate managers, they have attorneys, they have tax accountants. They have a variety of people all working for them, but no one coordinating or, in a sense, quarterbacking their team approach. And therefore, many times you'll find that sometimes one player is almost working in direct opposite of what the other player is trying to achieve for the owner of the team. And so we try to stress that they need to find a method that someone is quarterbacking or at least coordinating to make sure everybody understands what everybody's doing for the team owner. It used to be very simple. There was one party that was part of the team that I always felt was as independent as anybody could be, and that was the CPA. However, when the laws changed in many of the states several years ago and allowed CPAs to start to sell financial products, I believe their independence was diluted. Doesn't mean that they can't be trusted, but there was that one party there that literally had nothing to gain and it's from any product or services being done. But nevertheless, it's very, very important. Quarterback and control what everybody else is doing in a timely manner.
Well, the team concept, I think, is really, really important. In terms of investing, I'm a real believer in not putting all of your eggs in one basket. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean that I'm very, very diversified in our family's investments, and I'm very comfortable being in that area. Yes, if one particular segment happens to do really, really well, I'm held back a little bit because, you know, I have assets in other segments. But having said that, diversification is very important, and also in terms of, for people with real means, and by real means, we're talking, you know, the high seven figures, what have the low, even the low seven figures. I mean, that's a whack of money to say the least, and you need to handle that money effectively. And most people don't have the acumen to do it themselves. Pete, you and I both know that. And so what these folks really need to do is they need to work with a team of people, for lack of better terms. Pete, we're coming down to the end of the segment here. I just want to get one opinion from you. Yesterday, Friday, came out on Bloomberg, among other sources, that the economy in the U.S. Was only growing at an annualized rate of 1.5%. That's not very good. That's really, really not very good. In light of those numbers, where are you suggesting that people put their money, Pete?
Same time we saw gold rising again, it's still, I think, the preference investment. I don't see the economy being strong enough to warrant a wide exposure to general equities. You know, an anemic recovery with all the money that's been spent to stimulate it suggests that when the day it comes to the end when we no longer create money out of thin air, we're going to have even bigger economic problems. So I still feel that gold is a very worthy place to have a fair amount of one's investment dollars.
What percentage of person's capital in your mind should be in that area?
Little as 5%, and for the more risque and more aggressive person, it can be 20 or more percent. But I think a portion of it, and I still find 99 out of 100 Americans have no real exposure to gold, yet they still have so much of their wealth in stocks and bonds, and
yeah.
I think that's the bigger mistake.
I think it's a huge mistake, but again, what Big Al stresses on this program, and I know some people disagree with me, but I really believe you've got to be diversified. Okay, I'm coming away from this particular segment realizing three things. Number one, I'm very thankful that Kathy and I have a will. Number two, in handling our money, I want a team approach. I want to get input from as many people as I possibly can to handle our estate. And number three, you know what? Gold is not a bad place to be. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERRAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Got Trader Roger with me and Corey Fleck. We're going to talk about one of our companies, Corvus Gold. It's a company that is a sponsor on our website, full disclosure there. So that means if you want to get any information on Corvus, simply click on their banner on our site. I am also a shareholder in Corvus Gold. Purchased the stock after giving my 3 days notice almost a year ago. Bought it for 54 cents. It's trading right now around 84, 85 cents. So that one is doing pretty well for Big Al. Up almost 50%, a little over 50%, I guess I should say, on that one. Do not construe any of this as being investment advice, you guys and gals, because we're just talking about companies that we are involved in. If you want to get more information, please click on their banners and do it yourself. I am simply very, very prejudiced in this situation because I know the management of Corvus really well. I have visited all the properties with the exception of their property in Quebec, and I also own shares, so I'm about as biased as you can get. Corey, you had some questions for Roger regarding Corvus. Corvus was his miner of the week in his newsletter this past week.
To start off with you here, Trader Raj, I was just wondering, since the company does have all these properties in Nevada, Alaska, and Quebec, is there one that you really see being the main value driver, or they all have quite a bit of potential moving forward?
It's hard to say which one would be the best, but the one that I am most familiar with, Corey, is the one in Nevada. And based upon what's going on in Nevada today and on that particular property, I would have to say that that would be leaning toward being the flagship property for the company. Nevada, as you know, is been the top gold producer, both in geology, exploration, and also operations for so many years, and it just keeps going. It just keeps continuing. I was put onto this company some months ago. We've had it actively in our newsletter. It is in our top 10 mining companies that we do follow. We follow several, but we have a top 10, and Corvus, it remains in the top 10. We do like the support on the price that we're seeing right now. This time of year, typically, you get near the end of July, and you're going to see some basing and preparation for long positions in both gold and silver and, of course, the related companies. Corvus is a gold company. The chart looks very nice. I like to see a chart that goes from a low left to a high right without some big drama in the middle. I would rather see it go at a 45-degree angle. And if it is trading in a wider channel over that period, over several months, but the chart to me looks very good technically. We like the company fundamentally. The price is about 85 cents, and we're looking for perhaps a high later this year of $1.20. That's a previous high. That was in June, just last month. So considering the time of the year, the price, the chart, the fundamentals on the company, this one remains in our top 10 selections for recommendations.
Very interesting, Raj. I quite like the charts that start low on the left and go up on the right as well. I also saw that they just closed the financing in mid-May, which I found impressive with kind of the weakness of the market, as well as closing it after 10 days of announcing it for $5.5 million. Do you have any idea where they're focusing this money or what it's going towards in the next year or 6 months?
Without having the budget in front of me, it's hard to say, but normally that kind of a financing would be for routine overhead corporate expenses, but would also be for further exploration and expansion of existing properties as far as development and proving up additional values in the property that they've got. For a financing of that magnitude for a small company to occur in May, considering where the economy is, that speaks very highly of the company and their ability to raise money. We also like the idea that the company does have a reasonable amount of cash to move forward and do what they need to do in running the business. We've seen many junior miners over the past few years that were skimpy and short on cash, and when the tougher times hit, they haven't got the money to move and they have to sell out, often selling at a much smaller value or price. That is not the case with Corvus Gold. They're positioned properly for this year, and based upon what I can see on this chart, I think that the price of the stock could go as high as $1.20, and that's where it was just last month in June. So generally, this one looks like a good company, a good operation.
Well, you know, getting back to the financing, because I think that's a pretty important issue, and I agree with you, Corey, 100%, that in this type of market to raise that kind of money that quickly is really says something about the management. I was chatting, I don't know if you were aware of this, Roger, but I was chatting just recently with Jeff Pontius and of Corvus, and Jeff said that they're going to probably use the majority of that capital to advance their North Bullfrog project in Nevada. So there's some real agreement between what you're saying about liking Nevada and their philosophy about Nevada also. I've visited the North Bullfrog property, and to say the least, it is very, very well located. It's literally right off a major highway, very large property. They're doing a lot of work down there, and I was very, very impressed. It's also only about a 90 to 120 minute drive north of Las Vegas, so it's really well situated. The infrastructure there is very, very good. So any other questions about Corvus, Corey?
Just touching on that Alaska project, because I believe they have just entered or are planning on going into small-scale production, which I assume would really help out their cash numbers, but I wanted to know if you guys knew anything about that.
This is Raj. I do not know. I have the latest data on that, but one other remark I would like to mention, Corey, is that Las Vegas and Nevada in particular, I should say, is a very mining-friendly operation. Politically, they couldn't probably be in anything better than perhaps maybe Quebec. So I think that bodes well for the company. Maybe Al can elaborate a little bit on Alaska.
Well, the Alaskan situation is interesting in the sense that Alaska, for the most part, is pretty mining-friendly. There's no question about that. I mean, they've had some hiccups, but for the most part, it is pretty mining-friendly. The properties, the Corvus properties that I have visited, are very well, they're well situated, but they're well situated assuming you utilize aircraft. You have to utilize either fixed wing or helicopter to get to the property. So from an environmental standpoint, I really don't see any problems there. Alaska also is always constantly, you know, looking to increase their employment numbers. Right now Corvus is doing really a good job in the area of providing employment for the folks up there. Virtually everybody who is involved with those projects, the various projects, I should say, up in Alaska, are local people. And so obviously Corvus is a very, very popular company up there. Jeff Pontius has also had significant experience in Alaska. So it's a very, very comfortable place for him to be. Okay, we're going to be right back. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The
time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, I have learned that the greatest roadblock to health is a compromised ability to detoxify. If your body fails to detoxify enough, you suffer from infections, diseases of all kinds, and die young. Detoxification involves a properly working liver and sufficient production of glutathione. Glutathione represents 60% of one of your liver detox systems. There are many products on the market that try to raise glutathione or detoxify the body. The most sophisticated ones cost $300 out the door and $1,200 or more over 6 months. We believe there's a quicker and more effective way to achieve detoxification. It is One World Whey. One World Whey is the most undamaged, unrefined, life-giving whey protein powder on the market we have found. Taking One World Whey will feed your body the building blocks to rebuild, repair, and detoxify. To help you feel great again, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Got Rick Ackerman on the line with me right now. Rick and I have been chatting off the air about what's going to happen when the cliff, the economic cliff, so to speak, gets here at the end of December. That's the expiration of the tax cuts combined with cutting in terms of entitlement spending. A lot of people are predicting that this is going to be an economic catastrophe if both of these things happen in the United States. What does Rick Ackerman say?
Well, I think it's a game of chicken, Al, and the Democrats are going to lose. Right now they're insisting that they're going to let the tax cuts expire if the Republicans don't go along with letting them expire for the top earners only. And it'll be interesting to see just how strong a factor the politics of envy are here, because there's certainly a lot of voters who are beneath the $250,000 threshold of what Obama considers rich. But I think the basic issue is simple enough that everybody can understand it. It's effectively increasing federal taxes almost $500 billion per year in an economy that I think we're all agreed on is very weak. So I think that's going to carry the day. But up till the point that it does, there's going to be a lot of political brinksmanship.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. You know, it's interesting. I was chatting with our CPA earlier in the week, and he can't see any reason in the world why the elimination of the tax cuts would hurt the economy. He feels that since the tax rates today, they haven't been this low since 1975, and he says, I just don't understand how increasing the taxes can hurt the economy. Well, the other side of the argument, obviously, is you're going to curtail business spending. You're going to curtail hiring if, in fact, you do that. That's kind of the way I look at it. I mean, doesn't that make sense to you?
Yeah, I don't think the sense of this thing being a disaster has been exaggerated at all. It's not only raising the high, the top marginal rates, but there are also disincentives to investment. The capital gains rate would go up more than 50%,
right,
from 15% to 23.8%, and the alternative minimum tax is going to be ratcheting up. We're ratcheting down, really, to encompass lower levels of income. And even the estate tax is scheduled to rise to 55% from 35%. And the lifetime exemption goes from $5 million down to $1 million. So there are a lot of bad things in it, really. And I think Obama's kidding himself to put people at $250K of income at the level of zillionaires. And in effect, there are really a lot of small business owners who constitute the main strength in the economy.
Yeah, well, yeah, me being one of them, and I'm not sure that I would be really pleased if the tax rates changed. I'd live with it, but I'm not sure that I'd be happy about it. Matter of fact, I can guarantee you that I wouldn't. Rick, you know, we're in some really perilous times right now. I mean, some of the headlines that came out this past week in terms of, you know, the economic issues were really scary. I mean, it's... Europe continues to get worse and worse. In the United States, things are bad, and very indicative of that is the fact that gold had some very strong up days this past week. I think that's a real indication of how people are thinking right now. What do you think people ought to do right now to protect themselves financially, Rick?
Well, I've always liked corporate bonds on companies that we know are going to be doing business no matter what happens to the economy. Companies like IBM that have service contracts out with everybody, good stream of income, Safeway, seller of food, some of the pharmaceutical companies, Johnson & Johnson, to some extent Procter & Gamble, although they're more sort of in a global consumer market that gets shaken up by currency fluctuations. But in any case, I would invest in bedrock stocks. And as always, I keep in physical form coin and coins and ingots, gold and silver, perhaps equal to 20 to 30% of your liquid assets. And other than that, it's not a time really to go to swing for the fences. We both know, having visited some of these mining sites, that there's some great values to be had in the mining sector.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting to buy on a speculative basis. I've even told my son, who socked a lot of money away, just bussing tables and packaging takeouts at a Chinese restaurant. I'm trying to persuade him to buy, for one, Premium Exploration, which we visited together. You look at a stock that's a company's well run. They've got a lot of gold in the ground, and you got to think there's a bottom somewhere, and the stock is good value. So as despairing as people may have gotten over the mining sector, this is probably the time to be picking up some of those stocks.
Well, I would agree on that one. I don't think there's any question about it. I believe in diversification, and that's just what you've alluded to in terms of big board companies, in terms of physical, and also in terms of some of the mining companies that are just absolutely decimated price-wise right now. I'm looking for some big returns. Everybody knows what I own because I'm very, very transparent about that, and I'm looking for some big returns in the future on the companies that I'm invested in. You know, one thing that I need to say over and over and over again here is that what Rick and I are talking about is not to be construed as investment advice. I'm not a registered investment advisor, and we're simply telling you what we are doing. We're not telling you what you should do, not even close to that one. You know, Rick, you tweaked my interest when you mentioned Safeway. You know, the one in very, very difficult times, the one industry that is going to survive is the food industry, the agricultural industry. And I'm looking more and more into ag companies, ag-related companies, because I think that they have staying power, number one. And number two, I think that if anything is going to appreciate in value other than the hard asset sector, which everybody knows I'm a real believer in, I think it's going to be some of the ag-related companies. Would you agree with me?
Oh, it's funny. You know, we've had a dialogue in my own forum about one particular company, Monsanto, and the great lengths to which they've gone to essentially dominate the food chain. From a political standpoint, I don't think I would touch the stock. It's just attracting too much notoriety, especially with its monopoly hold on certain varieties of patented seed. And but otherwise, I would think that there's more potential in thinking small. You know, there's a local foods movement, a slow foods movement, if you will,
mm-hmm.
and there are a lot of smaller companies connected to it, some of which are presumably public. But at the big end, I don't know. I sense that there's more and more hostility really toward the very big companies, ConAgra, Monsanto, that are in the food business corporately.
Yeah. Well, but you mentioned the Safeways, the Albertsons of the world companies. Albertsons is a very bad example. I don't mean to do that, but the Safeways of the world, et cetera. And I agree with you. I don't think that's really a bad place to be at all. What do you think about ag-related ETFs?
I think the ETFs were created by and large to milk options premium from the public. You know, they're vehicles on which puts and calls can be sold. And, you know, I've followed so many ETFs, it takes a huge move. They're almost akin to the old commodity options where you need a gigantic move in the underlying commodity to make, to even break even. So I think the ETFs are kind of a rigged game. And the 2X and 3X, the things that purport to magnify your profits over the long run, only have the effect of leveraging your losses.
Yeah, I think it's a really good point. Again, ladies and gentlemen, do not construe this as investment advice. We have some of the real experts around the world on this program. Rick definitely falls into that category, but I want to say we are not telling you what to do. We're telling you to stop and think. We're telling you to get as much information as you possibly can and then make your own decisions. Rick, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Al.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me. I have a very, very interesting gentleman on the line with me right now, Matt Bruce. Matt is known, among other things, as the voice of the Tea Party. He does a radio program. He's a frequent guest on other radio shows. Politically, he's a very, very astute guy, and it's a pleasure to have him on the show. Matt, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about yourself, would you?
Well, I come from a small family farm background in upstate New York. I learned good, hardcore, American, conservative, independent values from my mom and my dad. It was never about me. It was always about we. That's where my life kind of got started, and as things progressed, I went off to war in Vietnam. My dad was a veteran of the 82nd Airborne, jumped over Normandy in World War II, and you know what happened to those guys. And I volunteered to enlist into the United States Army right after high school graduation because my dad told me, whatever you do, don't get drafted. So to make a long story short, went off to Vietnam, did two tours over there, was wounded both times. First time wasn't as bad as the second time. Second time I got carried back off Hill 101 Alpha in 1968, one of the three lucky ones that survived. I still got five guys POW/MIA. And I came home and I had to figure out what I was going to do because I had doctors telling me, you're never going to walk again. You're not going to be able to do this. You can't do that. And I just sat there and thought to myself. I said, you know, Lord, I've done a lot of bad things in my life, but please, if there's any way I can get through this, I want to do what I want to do. And my goal was to become a firefighter because my dad was a small-town volunteer fire chief, and we had a city nearby, and I always wanted to be a firefighter. So needless to say, 2 years later, lots of hard work, couple of operations. I went into the fire service, spent 25 years in the fire service as a fire rescue captain, then got promoted up the line to a New York State fire training instructor, and found myself on September 11, 2001 in Brooklyn teaching a class, and wound up at ground zero probably within an hour of the first plane hitting the tower.
Wow. That must have been a very, very, probably the most dramatic event or one of the most dramatic events that's happened in our country. So long story short, you know, you put your money where your mouth is. You put your actions where your mouth is, for lack of better terms. You're just a real patriot, and I really appreciate that. Now, your patriotism has taken you, and your intelligence, I might add, has taken you in the direction of politically being very, very conservative. You're known as the voice of the Tea Party. Talk about that a little bit, would you?
Well, back in 2007 and 2008, we had a couple of Tea Party groups that sprang up down here in Florida, and Dick Armey came to town with FreedomWorks and helped us get started because that's where everything got started. And then it grew to an organization called the Florida Tea Party Coalition, where today we have over 100 tea parties in 67 counties of Florida. But I was honored to be able to go up to the first national meeting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and broadcast live on the Internet from the meeting up there of FreedomWorks and the 35 original people that put together the Tea Party groups across America. As I say, three of the major Tea Party groups were formed right here in Florida, so I was involved in two of them. So all the principals that were first involved in the Tea Party were there, 2007, 2008. From there it grew. I was asked to speak at a number of events. My radio show grew as a result of it.
Sure.
It's just been quite an interesting adventure for me because conservatism is all about America, and it's all about putting your country first. And like I say, the one thing that you'll find out about me is that it's all about we. Never about me, it's about we, because that's the theory we subscribe to, not only in the military when we're in a combat situation, but also in the fire service.
That's what hopefully all of us are all about. It's all about us, all about we, rather than all about me. Now, you know, switching over to politics, our show, Matt, deals with both politics and investing. And I think that the environment in this country that will exist after the presidential election, I think, is going to have a very, very big impact on investing. I really do. Now, there are those people who would say that if the president is reelected, the economy is really going to go into the toilet, so to speak, worse than it is right now. And there are those people who disagree with that. I have nothing against our president whatsoever. I just really cannot support what I believe is his agenda. I do not believe that his agenda is pro-business. What do you think about that?
Well, I totally agree with you because I believe the economy is going to sink Barack Obama. I mean, I talk to people all across the country every day. I do interviews on various radio shows, and people call me. I get emails, hundreds of emails a day. Most of them I can't answer, but I try to look at them at least. And the majority of the people now in the larger polls that are out there, the Gallup poll and a recent poll by The Hill, were 67% of the registered voters, Democrat and Republican alike, blame President Barack Obama for the bad economy here in the country. The tide is starting to turn. This guy has never run a business. He's never operated anything at a management level, never had to meet a payroll. He doesn't understand what it's like when you have to be at the top of the ladder and get others to follow you. He's a community organizer, and the difference between him and Mitt Romney is the business background. They've been trying like hell to trash Mitt Romney with his Bain background. But let me tell you a couple of things that are out there. When you go and do a fact check, and some of the major newspapers now are getting behind this, namely the New York Times, it is absolutely not true that while Mitt Romney was in charge of Bain Capital, jobs were outsourced and shipped overseas. Jobs were outsourced by companies that Bain Capital bought, but they were sent to other companies within the Bain Capital family of companies because that's the way Mitt Romney did business. They didn't go overseas. They stayed in America.
Well, I know the Wall Street Journal brought that out a couple of weeks ago very, very effectively in an editorial that I thought was very, very interesting. Yeah, there are some real misconceptions about Governor Romney. There's no question about that. I would have to say that I really, really wonder, though, about those people who can constantly ask me, do you really think there's a difference between Romney and Obama? And, you know, I have to tell you, on the surface, sure, Mitt Romney's a conservative on the surface. Mitt Romney also flip-flops an awful lot in terms of his position. Probably the best known of all of those flip-flops really is the pro-life issue. When he was the governor of Massachusetts, he felt one way. Very definitely felt pro-choice. Now that he's running for president, he's feeling pro-life. That's the only thing about him that bothers me a little bit, Matt. How do you feel about that?
Well, I agree with you because politicians, especially people running for the presidency of the United States, have a very strong tendency to have one eye looking straight ahead with another eye looking at the polls. And believe me when I tell you, they look at the polls, and if there's something they can capitalize on to try to get some sort of advantage, no matter how small it might happen to be, then they're going to do that, even if it means changing their position. And they have to use those three little words, which seem to take it all away. I was wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know, easy to say, and I probably said that a million times in my life myself, and I'm sure you have. But,
yes,
you know, the fact of the matter is at that level, you've got to have certain principles that you can't be wrong about a couple, 3 years ago. Just my opinion. Now, getting back to Mitt Romney, you know, one of the constant debates we have on our show is, do you write in Ron Paul? Do you vote for Mitt Romney? And a lot of folks are saying, you know, you write in Ron Paul and you're going to give the president reelection. That may or may not be true. But, you know, let's be realistic. That probably is true. So I guess the bottom line is, would he make a difference? And I'm garnering from what you're saying that you believe that he would.
I think he would. But here's what you need to look at with the upcoming election. We've got a libertarian by the name of Gary Johnson who's currently gathering 5% of the vote in the national polls. We've got a Green Party candidate, a lady this time around, that's gathering 2%. If Ron Paul is going to be a write-in candidate, he's certainly not going to be running for third party. He's not doing that because if he does that, his son Rand Paul's political career is over
okay. In
the Republican Party. Make no mistake about that. So, you've got 7% of the vote as it stands today that's going somewhere other than to Romney or Obama. I don't think that a Gary Johnson is going to take that many votes away from a Mitt Romney. I think he may, in fact, because of some of his positions, take more votes away from Mitt Romney. And you certainly can think that the Green Party candidate is going to take votes away from Barack Obama.
Okay. Where does that leave Ron Paul, in your opinion?
Ron Paul would, the only way that he could, I think in a Romney administration, I think Ron Paul could be the Secretary of the Treasury or perhaps the Director of the Fed if they keep the Fed.
I would agree with that 100%. And I'm glad you said that. I think Secretary of the Treasury is something that would definitely be offered in his direction. Matt, I really appreciate you taking some time. Listen, you folks out there, we've got a banner on our site for Matt's show. Click on that banner. He's a very, very interesting guy, and I guarantee you we're going to have him back on the show in the near future. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back for the second hour of our weekend edition.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.